Lench Bumps.
Cam FM.
But that's the 1 minute cannon just gone for this M2 division. So I'll take you through a quick rundown of what we've got and who we have got commentating now. So like I said, I'm on First Post Corner, just where all the carnage happened. We've got Rahul on Grassy, we've got Alex up on Disson, and we've got Chris now on the long reach. So we'll be able to bring you everything that happens. Shouldn't have any missed calls in this race, and you can hold me to that one. So I can just see the first few crews in this division pushing out. At the top, we have Emma One, who were bumped by Trinity Hall yesterday. So they've come down from the top division this week. Following them, Maudlin One, then Keys Two, Lady Margaret Two, Selwyn One, Homerton One, Wilson One, Jesus Two, Darwin 1, Downing 2, Corbin Christie 1, 1st and 3rd 2, with KFM's very own Lydia Bass-Coxing. We'll be giving her a massive cheer as they go past. Then Queens 2, Sydney 1, Pembroke 2, Clare 2, Christ 2, and right at the bottom, the sandwich boat, which is Edmunds 1. And that is the start cannon. They are off. Spotters of all colours ablaze as they're coming up the first bit of the course. I may be walking down further on. I can already hear whistles going. I think that's the top two crews. I think that's Maudlin One getting whistles on Emma already. So we'll see how they go as they're coming round now. Interesting lines being taken already. The river is full of boats absolutely everywhere. In fact, I think there are going to be some bumps happening even before they get to me. So I'll be going up and finding them as they go. Emma coming past me now, looking very nice and strong, getting some good long strokes as they're going round First Post Corner, closely pursued by Maudlin, who are down to just about a length as they go round. They're really going to be hoping to bump up proper. Keys behind Maudlin have dropped off massively, and behind them, Lady Margaret too, hoping to get their blades this week, I'm sure, closing down nice and quickly on them. Wouldn't be surprised if something happens with that further of the division. Behind them, there is so much happening behind them. Crews are incredibly close. So behind Lady Margaret 2, Selwyn are being closed down on by Homerton. About just less than a boat length between them. We'll see if that happens any there. But just behind them, quickly, Rahul, we have Wilson really closing down on Homerton. Bit of a three-way battle going on, but quickly, up to you. What have you got?
Okay, Maudlin have just come round onto Grassy. They're looking like they've opened up a bit of a lead over Maudlin. But behind them, that's where the action is. LMBC, I think they might even have overlap on Keys. I'm going to just run down there because it gets quite hectic down there. Emma going past me. They've rocked me on station with Maudlin behind them. But yeah, there's definitely overlap here with Keys and LMBC. Just stay with me. They're almost there. They're really searching for this one. Oh, but Keith is starting to push away again. And I'm running back down because Selwyn and Homerton have gone lots of action. There's three crews in pursuit here. Wilson up on Homerton. Homerton up on Selwyn. What's this all going to do? It looks like Wilson might catch her here. In fact, there's whistles here. They're overlapping. They're not near the cop yet, though. And that one's going to go past. And oh, my God, another one's just come round the corner. There's action all over the place here. And Darwin chase Jesus. And that's certainly going to be a bump. When's the Jesus, come on, Cox. That bow's all over you. Oh, but
Beth.
No, he refuses. Beth, what have you got?
I've had so many crews come past me. I've just had Queens come past me. Credit to the Darwin Cox. We've got an unbelievable line around First Post Corner. But there's two crews coming up behind me. Pembroke and Clare MC look incredibly close. I will let you know what happens. Raoul, what have you got?
I've just had Corpus bump Downing, but they're failing to get out of the way.
Go,
and
Emma!
Going to be mayhem for
Emma! Let's go!
Had to stop up.
To Beth.
Now going to catch them on First Post Corner.
To Beth.
There's absolute mayhem. They're all over the place. Beth, can you see this? To Alex.
Alex, what have you got?
I've got a Beth. Just had Emma and Maudlin both row past me, so and they're going for more. But the more interesting thing is that Lady Margaret's are looking very, very close to
Rahul. To Rahul.
To Beth.
Lady Margaret's have bumped you.
To Beth.
Start.
Okay, so before they even got to me, St. Ed's had bumped up on Christ. That happened just after the motorway bridge and just going into First Post Corner. Clare had bumped up on Pembroke, ruining Pembroke's unbumped run so far. So two bumps at the bottom of the division. But Rahul, what have you got?
To Rahul, there's all sorts of mayhem on First Post Corner. I've been I heard that bump earlier, Corpus on Downing. They then failed to clear first and third, plowed into Corpus. Queens tried to get away, they were fending off from first and third. They then plowed into the crew that pulled away in front, Downing, and the crew behind them, Sydney Suffolk, looked like they might have rode on, and Pembroke have now pulled into the side here. I think it's going to be a lot of mayhem, a lot of sorting out at the umpire's tent later. Alex, what have you got?
Yeah, to Chris.
Alex?
To Alex, looking like Darwin Alex. Is about to bump. Jesus, right here. It's getting very close. I think I've just passed you, Chris. Can you see anything now?
Yes, I'm just down here at the end of the course. I've had Emma and Magdalen go past me about two lengths apart, well ahead of the rest of the pack, because Selwyn is up next, which would suggest that Lady Margaret M2 did indeed make that bump on Keys M2. Selwyn M1, though, being very, very finely closed down by Homerton M1. I'd say there is overlap now. That golf ball is probably only 2 feet away. All the bikes are coming past me now, and both crews straining exceptionally hard to either push or run away from that boat closing down on them. Alex, you must be seeing stuff. What's happening your end?
So I've got quite a stretch, but I can... Rahul, can you see anything? There's nothing very past me right now.
All the boats by me have stopped up. We're waiting to sort out the mayhem back here. It was Corpus who failed to clear. First and third then had a bit of trouble. They've had to come round them. I'm not sure that's going to get awarded as a bump. Behind them, Pembroke have pulled in, but I think that was more because of all the carnage going on here. I think it was Sydney Suffolk who just managed to get through the little gap and row home. But I'm going to get some interviews down here, hopefully. Chris, can you see anything?
Yeah, so I've just had Jesus M2 and Darwin M1 come past me here. Both of them also looking incredibly strong, really holding their pace nicely, and probably about a third of a boat length between them. A bit dodgy to confuse that with whistles, but a huge pack of bikes and supporters going down for those top five now, now having had Lady Margaret 2 and Keys drop out and pull over to the side. I'm going to head down to the end and watch the rest of that race. Alex, back to you.
So I've just had Cindy Suffolk M1 row past. Looking very strong, very relaxed. I think they know that there aren't really any more boats coming up to bump them, that they haven't got a chance to bump anyone else.
To Rahul.
Going nice back row home. But Rahul, what have you got now?
Okay, so just to confirm, Pembroke pulled in because they were bumped by Claire M2 behind them just before they hit first post corner. So the only potential issue here is going to be first and third and Queens and what happens with them. It looked like Queens were catching them round the corner, but it doesn't look like they were really close to bumping. That might be a case for a technical. Beth?
Yes, thank you, Rahul. So we can confirm there that Lady Margaret 2 bumped Keys 2 at the top. At the bottom of the division, Claire 2 bumped Pembroke 2 and broke their unbumped run so far this week. At the very bottom, Christ 2 were bumped by Edmonds 1. Rahul, can you just clear up for me what happened between Wolfson and Corpus? The few boats there, I'm not entirely sure what happened. Were there bumps or did everyone just get very close and then row over?
Are you asking about Corpus and Downing?
Yeah, so Corpus through to Wolfson, sorry.
Okay, right. So we had a bump, Corpus on Downing. We then had, I believe, Darwin looked like they were chasing down Jesus. And Jesus were chasing down Wolfson. That was all I saw. And it wasn't quite clear what the emergence of that was going to be. I think if anyone has news, it'll be Alex.
Okay, thank you, Rahul. Alex, did you see what happened between Wolfson, Jesus and Darwin?
No, when they rode past me, I think they were all still going strong. The only bump that I saw was the one that was on Keys. So I don't know if we're by Lady Margaret. Other than that, they were very close, but they rode past me still with no bump. I don't know if Chris has got anything on that or if he's currently cycling down to get the results. But yeah, I'm also equally clueless on that. Sorry.
Okay, no worries. Thank you, Alex. So confirmed bumps between Lady Margaret 2, Keys 2, Corpus Christi 1, Downing 2, Pembroke 2 and Clare 2, and Christ 2 and Edmunds 2. But we're not entirely sure what happened with the rest of them. Sounds like there could have been a bump. Sounds like there was a massive three-way battle going on. Chris, have you got anything for us?
Yeah, thanks very much, Beth. So I'm just down here on the end of Long Reach now with Homerton M1, who have definitely bumped up on Selwyn M1. I'm here with Olivia now, whose birthday was yesterday. Olivia, how does it feel to have cocked the winning boat?
Amazing. Got no voice left. That was so exhilarating.
He's completely burned out. Crew, can I have a big cheer from you? Would that be all right? And there were good team spirit. They were giving three cheers to Selwyn and vice versa as well. It was a good road down this end of the race and a fantastic effort from both teams. Back to you there, Beth.
Okay, thank you, Chris. So just before we hand back to the studio, I'll just go to Rahul quickly. What have you got for us?
I think I've overheard there's going to be a re-row down here. Queens are going to re-row first, chasing first and third down the course. I'm just going to get confirmation on that, Beth, that if you can just take over, I'll try and confirm.
And then they were like, Jesus.
Okay, thank you, Rahul. So the potential for the first re-row of this bump, we will find out very soon. So there's confusion between first and third two and Queens two because Corpus did not clear the river, so they literally couldn't get past them. So it sounds like there is going to be a re-row between those roads. In fact, yes, first and third are sitting in front of me, which means they are going back to their start line so that we can have another race. So we'll keep you updated on exactly when that is happening. But for now, we'll take you through what we do know. At the top, Emma and Maudlin both rowing over, meaning Emma are going to be the sandwich boat for the M1 division coming up later. Lady Margaret 2, Bob Keys 2, continuing their quest for blades. Homerton 2, Selwyn 1, Selwyn then on for their... Sorry, Homerton 1, but Selwyn 1. Selwyn still on for spoons. Not sure what happened between the three-way battle of Wolves and Jesus and Darwin. We will let you know as soon as we know. Corpus and 1 bumped on Downing. First and third, 2 and Queens 2 are just going to row over. I've got first and third coming up past me now. We will let you know when that happens. Sydney and 1, they're rowing over. Clare 2 bumping Pembroke 2. And Edmund 2 bumping Christ 2 at the bottom of that division. But it sounds like Chris might have some news for us on the confusion between Wolves and Jesus and Darwin. Chris, what have you got?
Yeah, thanks very much, Beth. I just cycled down to the results tent here and I'm watching all the remainder of the men's boats come past, but can confirm that Wolfson, Jesus 2 and Darwin all did row over. The officials said it was a very tight struggle all the way down, but they all managed to hold their own. Fantastic race from each of them. But yeah, just waiting to see what happens with first and third and Queens 2. Both of them doing that re-row hopefully quite soon. All the women's crews lining up down here at the starting line. At the other end of the race, not technically the finish line. All of them looking very nervous and keen to get going. Beth, back to you.
Brilliant. Thank you, Chris. So we've just had what I'm assuming is the one-minute cannon again for this re-row. Both crews are being pushed out. For those of you who haven't seen bumps before, to make sure that all the boats start exactly 1.5 boat lengths away from each other, there are chains in the ground on the bank that the coxswains have to hold onto, and all the crews are pushed out with a massive stick to get them into the river so that they're held nice and safely. So we can just confirm there that Wolfson 1, Jesus 2 and Darwin 1, despite a very closely fought battle, all rowed over. So we will see what happens tomorrow. I imagine there will be quite a lot of competition as somebody will want to make some headway with that. We're like waiting for the start cannon to go, and there it is. So here we are off with the first re-row of, Lent Bumps 2016 between first and third 2 and Queen's 2. First and third bump by Corpus yesterday. No, sorry, on day one, their first day of rowing, and will be quite cross. Corpus having caused them problems again by making them re-row, by not clearing the river as Downing got bumped. So first and third coming past me now, looking like they're trying to settle into this river quite quickly. Brilliant line taken by their cops going round first and third, first post corner. Really good line, in fact. They're pulling away even from Queens as they go past me. Queens trying to settle into a rhythm, taking a much, much wider line. First and third really looking to get away from Queens and make this re-row. There's nothing really much more to say from my point of view here, so I'm going to go to Rahul. Rahul, what can you see? Can you see first and third coming round yet?
In fact, it's perfect timing from you, Beth. A duck has to be scared off the water as first and third steaming round first post corner. Can't even see Queens yet. Ah, there they are. They've just emerged. So it looks like first and third might have made some sort of lead here. I'm going to be able to basically follow these crews down a rather long stretch of the river. I can see our ace photographer, Tim Court, in front of me. But as I gaze back again, it looks like first and third are easing into quite a nice row. Blades into the water nice and together. They're getting a long sweep through the water. Queens looking a bit more frantic, a bit more energetic, but it doesn't seem to be paying off. Lydia Bass with her yellow sunglasses on. Cocked down, she's taking a nice tight line round grassy corner. In fact, that's now about, I'd say, a length and a half. So maybe just on station, pulling a bit away. Stroke Ben Job, Forbes Anderson in the number two seat. They're providing good coordination here for their crew to follow. But it finally looks like Queens might have got some energy into their row. It looks like they really
they jump around the corner and they always get mown down by a bike. I'm trying to keep up with them. And they've taken a really tight line. But it is, in fact, Burton Dad who still managed to fend them off. They're really on station here. Nothing quite is happening as I run down here because I know Alex isn't going to see anything for a while now. I'm running. I'm losing them, but I can still see Burton Dad.
Alex.
Blundering away. They're taking a nice tight line as we go. We're
to Alex.
Hit the plow bomb and Queen. Now, maybe they've got it down to about a length and a quarter, but it's still not very
far. Right, yeah, you know it.
Alex,
yeah,
can you see anything?
If you go, if you just wait here for 2 seconds more. Hi, yeah. So, I will stay Rahul from running anymore, but it's looking pretty similar. First and third looking very strong, very connected, looking in time, great coxing to Lydia. Queens are looking a bit desperate. They are for the 3-row. And there is still a good length and a half, if not more, between the two crews. Both crews rowing quite well, though, looking very tired. This is obviously the second time they've rowed in a 20-minute period. I really don't envy them. And as they go round the corner, I'm losing sight of first and third. Chris, can you see them yet? Looks like Chris is not there, so I will do a little run.
Sorry, Alex, I just had on mute while I was cycling up the river to go and find you guys. No, they're not quite around the corner. If you just keep an eye on them, I'll follow them up and see you there. 1 sec.
Yeah, as I run around the corner, I can hear a lot of shouting, but I think there's still a good length between these two boats. The stroke man of Queens is looking very keen. They are looking very determined, but so are first and third. Really is a battle of wills going on right now. There's still about a length between these two boats. Again, very good rowing from them. But if I have to call it now, I say that I don't think Queens are going to catch first and third. They're clearly taking that anger, that they were after the 3-row and really put it into their rowing and are using it to really power away. Chris, can you see anything yet?
Yeah, so I'm just around the corner now, watching them both come down. And like you say, they're both really putting their backs into it, both really pushing for it. It does look like Queens has slightly gained on them, actually, but I'll just wait for them to pull past it. A real pack of cyclists cheering both on. All the marshals watching very closely, very keen to see if this will or won't be a bump. The whistles are blowing, but it's only one for now. Lots of cheering, lots of shouting. I'd say Queens have closed it down, you know. It looks more like a third or a half length now. I've just got to avoid this pack of bikes coming through. And that's right in the gap now. I'm looking at that. Looks like Queens really putting their backs into it. They're teasing its way towards the Trinity Cox. And I would say they're gaining probably maybe about a foot every stroke, a bit less. But look at them go. Queens absolutely pushing for it. Three whistles, that's a bit optimistic in my opinion. But Queens, that's normal now. Maybe only 6 feet from boat to boat end, but the Cox is still dragging away from first and third. Queens really pushing it on, and an absolutely brilliant row from both teams. Queens narrowing the gap now, boat end to boat end, maybe only 4 feet, and pushing closer. Now only 3 feet, driving harder. Look at them go. I say that golf ball's going to hit Trinity's end anytime soon. Only 1 foot. Danger of an actual bump here, let alone overlap. There's the overlap. Trinity Cox is not going to be able to keep it. Will they concede soon? Will they concede? Look at Queen's faces. They are absolutely putting their backs into it. And as they come under the railway bridge, the corner, will Trinity be able to save it on the corner? We'll yet see all the women's boats lined up here looking at this absolute onslaught from Queen. And they are really, really working it hard. Overlap sustained throughout this period here. We must have got about 100 yards where that boat crossed over, but it's not quite at the Cox yet. The umpires are all watching it very tightly. They want to see, they want to be sure, and they're both doing a brilliant job. It's a matter of endurance now, and this is really what the bump is about. It's about speed, it's about psychology, but it's also about endurance, and you've got to keep that distance, you've got to make the pace. But they've got still at least a good 800 metres to go like this. They've got a long time, and it's going to be a tough call for first and third to maintain this for as long as they need to. That ball, go for ball now, only 1 foot away from Cox's back, and she is turning around looking at it. geez, anxious. But, oh, no, first and third in a great recent push. They pushed that ball back, and look at them go. Doing a brilliant job. Queen slightly dropping behind now. First and third, good psychological edge they've made up here, and they're doing a brilliant job. An absolute effort from both teams here. A brilliant row from both of them. And Trinity now pulling away. It looks like Queen's had their window, and I'm scared to say they might have missed it. But we'll keep following them down and see how they do. They're coming up towards the marquee now, and the tent is coming into sight. And Queen's have pulled back. First and third, pushing away now. Boat to boat end, maybe about 6 feet. And the initial proximity they had has not been able to be capitalised on. And all the women's boats looking on with the empathetic feeling of knowing what it's like to be in that situation. And now past the results tent. First and third, a good long distance away now. Maybe even half a boat, third of a boat. Looks like Queens have given up this chase. And it looks like first and third will live to see another day. Looks like that row over recall was incredibly intense, incredibly close. A fantastic row from both teams, but Queens now surrendering that they will never catch first and third today. Very angry, a bit frustrated themselves, banging their hands on the boats. They would have loved to have seen that. They were so close. They both rowed incredibly, incredibly well. Really well done to both those teams, but first and third, keeping that distance and avoiding that bump.
Lent bumps.
Cam FM.